Parshas Ki Teitze Beis Tfilo Tovshin Einhe Ki Seitze La Milchomo Aroivecho. When you will go out to war on your enemies, Unasonai Hashem Eloikecho Biodecho, Hashem will give them into your hands. V'shavisa Shivyoi, you will capture its captives. V'risa Bashivyoi Eishes Yifas Toyar. You will see over there a beautiful lady, you will desire her, and you will take her as a wife. You will bring her into your house. And let her nails grow. She must remove her clothes that she's been wearing. She shall sit in your house, uvachso esavio v'esimo yerach yomim, and cry for her family, her parents, for a month. V'achar kach tovo eleho, uve'alto v'yolecho li'isho. And afterwards you will take her as a wife. Today, let's do something different. Let's learn something spiritual, something spooky, something high. Let's learn the Zohar. Spiritual. Let's be spiritual today. We're in the Zohar. Well, there's one part of the Zohar is called the Zohar HaChodosh, the new Zohar. I should remind you of a few things. This is the new Zohar. It says in the new Zohar the following. Who is your enemy? It's the Yetzer Hara. And when you will wage war on the Yetzer Hara by learning Torah, because Torah fights the Yetzer Hara, then Hashem will give you victory over the Yetzer Hara when you learn Torah. You will find over there an Eishes Yefas Toyar. Who is this beautiful lady you find over there? Who is a captive by the Yetzer Hara. Says the Zohar, Dohi Nishmasa. It is your Neshama that was captured by the Yetzer Hara. As it says, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitisalo. The Yiras Hashem, your Neshama was over there. You will bring her back to your home where she had been evicted from by the Yetzer Hara. See, the Yetzer Hara had previously captured your neshama. Once you fight him, you take her back. The gilcha is reisha, she must cut off her hair, v'asasa tziponeo, and let her nails grow. Says the Zohar, it's referring to the zuhama, the dirt that we got from the nochash. The Isira is seamless shivyo. She must take off her dirty clothes, says the Zohar, which are dirty from the Cheta Egel. Uvachsa esavia vesima yerach yomim. She will cry for her father and her mother. A month. What's that referring to? Says the Zohar. You're not going to believe this. Says the Zohar. It's referring to Yarcha de Elul. It's referring to the month of Elul that we cry for the sins we've done against our father and our mother, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As David says, Palge Maim Yordu Eini Aloy Shomru Toyosecha. And these are the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Luchos after the Cheta Egel, and he had to daven. And then, and you will reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'oizel l'chol l'isha, and that's referring to Yom HaKippurim, when we get the Mechila, and we become reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As they thought the Zohar, I think there's a few sayings we can learn from over here. Number one, In the Six-Day War, Israel made a preemptive strike. She didn't wait for the enemies to attack us, because that would have been the end. My father tells me, he remembers, everyone thought it was the end. It was the Soif Mamash, so they thought. And Israel made a preemptive strike. Didn't wait to be attacked. Rather, she attacked the enemies. The story number one we learn from over here. Ki teitze la melchama. You don't wait for the Yetzirah to attack you. You attack the Yetzirah. Ki teitze la melchama. What's the reason? Because the Gemara says in the Dari, I'm at base, I'm at base. Va'odom lo zohar es ha'ish ha'miskeinahu. This is the pasuk in Koheles. Says the Gemara, the b'shas yetzahara, lest the midkar leila yetzah toif. Once the yetzahara is at your doorstep, enticing you, the yetzah toif turns into a vague, far-off memory. Hard to remember the Yetzer HaTov when the Yetzer HaRa is there. And therefore, you got to attack. Don't wait for the Yetzer HaRa to come. When the Yetzer HaRa comes, it's a very bit late. You go and attack the Yetzer HaRa. Says the Gemara in Brachas, Hey Amud Aleph, Le'oilom yargiz odom Yetzer HaTov al Yetzer HaRa. The Yetzer HaTov, she margiz the Yetzer HaRa. Says Rashi, you don't wait for the Yetzer to come and entice you. You go and fight the Yetzer even before he comes. Preemptive strikes. Shenema rigzu v'al tichtov. You make the roikes. You make the battle. And then v'al tichtov. So that's the first yesod we're learning. Ki teitze la melchoma. How do you fight? What's our ammunition? Nuclear bombs, missiles, subs, F-33. What are our weapons? So we saw the Zohar, the Mili D'Oraisa, Imro Ev Soinecho. He's hungry. He wants you. Ha'achileu lechem. Which lechem is the Torah, as it says, L'chu lachmu b'lachmi. In Poga b'chom, in Uvel Zeh, Moshchei l'beis ha-medrash. True, Torah is a scooter that fights the Yetzer HaRa. But what part of Torah should we choose? So since we're in the world of Zohar, what could be more appropriate to hear what the Arizal has to say? Isn't that really spiritual? Kabbalah. So what does the Arizal say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Reish Gimel Sifkot Beis. V'Arizal Kosav. Mishnah Berurah quoting Arizal. Shechiyuv Lilmoid B'Sifrei Musar Kol Hashana. If you're a real Talmud of Arizal, then you learn Musar the whole year round. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Aleph, Sifkot Yud Beis. V'tzorich ha'odom nikvoy eloy eis. A person has to find time. Vilmoid v'sifrei Musar v'chol yoim yoim. Every day a person should learn Sifrei Musar. Because v'tavlin yetzahara hu toichochas ma'amrei chazal. And here the Mishnah Berurah tells us, what's the best way? It's learning Teichochas Mamrei Chazal. Learning when Chazal give us Teichocha, Chazal guide us, that is the tavlin against the Yetzer HaRa. Therefore, if we're out to wage war against the Yetzer HaRa, nothing could be better than learning Musa, which Musa is you are head on fighting the Yetzer HaRa. Realizing what we're here for, what's the purpose of life, seeing through all that what he has to offer us, working upon ourselves. This is the biggest biggest fight, of course, Torah as well. All Torah we learn. But some, at least some of that time has to be spent on person to prove himself, to work upon himself, to learn Teichachas Divrei Chazal. This is how you wage war against the Yetzer Hara. Another point so we learn from this Zohar, Ki Teitze La Melchoma, it's going out, Melchoma to the Torah, Al Oivecha. The Zohar is telling us that who is your enemy? Your Yetzer Hara. In this week's parasha, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Dalet, it says, "Lo yovoy amoyni o moyavi b'kar Hashem. Amon amoyav cannot enter kar Hashem. Gam do asiri. Even 10 generations, they can never come in." And yet, in Pasuk Ches, it says, "Lo yitisayv adoymi, lo yitisayv mitzri." The Doim and the Mitzri also did wrong things which are wrong, but they can enter Kar Hashem. What's the difference? Why is it Edoim, Amon Amoyav are forbidden forever, and Amon Amoyav and Edoim and Mitzrayim can? Says Rashi, Holom Adato, Shamachti Lo Adam Kosha Loim in a Horkai. A person who causes his friend to sin is worse than a murderer than killing him. If you're killed, if you murder, you only kill the person in this world. But if you cause someone to sin, you're taking him out of this world and the world to come. Edoim, they came with a sword when we once crossed the land. They haven't been completely despised. V'chei Mitzrayim shetovum, and Mitzrayim we threw our babies into the sea. Not so bad. V'eilu shi'ichtiyum nisafu, but Amon Amoyav that caused us to sin nisafu lagamrei. Again, we're seeing that spiritual downfalls are worse than anything else. Therefore, who are oivim? The Arabs, our neighbor. No, it's nothing. Our oivim is the Yetzer Hara. The oiv is the Yetzer Hara. Says the Chayiv HaSalvavos in Shaar Yichud HaMaisa Perakei. He says the following: Ben Adam, Ra'ul Lechol Adas. You need to know. Ki Asayne HaGodol Sheyesh Lecha Ba'olam. Your greatest enemy, who Yitzracha, is your Yetzer. He's always with you. He's in your thoughts. V'ata yashen loy, you are sleeping to him. V'hu er lecha, but he is awake to you. Ata mis'ale mimenu, you ignore him. V'hu eino mis'ale mimcha, he does not ignore you. Amur al-Chassid. There's a Chassid who met soldiers coming back victorious from a great battle with lots of booty, and he told them, "Shavte min ha-milchoma haktano. You've come back from the small battle. Be prepared for the big battle." And he explained, why is it a small battle? Because any enemy that you overcome once, twice, he shuts down. But the Yetzer Hara, even if you beat him 100 times, he's still back. He never gives up. Therefore, this is the Melchoma Chazaka. So we've learned, Ki Teitzer HaMelchoma, wage war through the Torah, learn Musar, Al Oivecha. Realize that the Yetzer Hara is your biggest problem in life. Not your income tax or other things, or the bank. The Yetzer Hara. And the final point we learn from the Zohar is we saw that Yerech Yomim is the time to cry for the sins. Elul, but has to start a process of kitetzel amacham. It doesn't happen by itself. You have to wage war. If you wage war, you'll be zeicha to have an arrow. And be zeicha to regain to reunite with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be zeicha to get all the brachas and get all the Yeshua that Moshe Rabbeinu got from the Har Sinai and came down. Be zeicha to all that. As long as we start with kitetzel lamachama, then we'll take the preemptive strikes and we'll go and fight, we'll win, and we'll be matzliach b'zad Hashem Yisbarach. The next parasha of Ben Soire Umayre says Rashi, Pasayut Ches, Ben Soire Umayre Ne'erag al Shem Seifoy. He's a kid. He's killed because of to avoid the bitter end. Higia Toyor Seif Daitoy. The Torah analyzes what's going to happen. Seif Shemechale Momin Oviv. In the end, he will completely spend his father's money because he has such a high standard of living. Mavakesh limudai, like heavy drug addicts, they can't stop. So once they finish robbing their family, they go to the streets. Va'over oimed beparshas drachim, who go to the traffic lights and hijack the cars. Umelastem esabriyos, and he'll steal from people. It's better for him to die innocent than to die guilty. Very good. So, to prevent him from being melastim sabriyos, from stealing, therefore, it's better for him to die. The following parasha immediately is in Pasuk Chof Beis, v'chiyeh v'ish chet mishpat moves. If a person has done a sin, they need to be killed. Behumas, and Beis Din kill him. You must hang him on the tree. Says Rashi, what's the connection? Why is it immediately after Parashas Ben Soire Umayre, we go to the parasha of a person being killed by Beis Din? What do we do with the body? What's the connection to Ben Soire Umayre? Says Rashi, if the parents of the Ben Soire Umayre have mercy on their son, it's hard for them to turn him over to Beis Din. So if she yates the Talbus Ra, he'll go to get develop very bad habits. V'yava veirois v'ischayev misa be Beis Din. He b'chayev misa. Question is, so that means he's going to die. So now, got to ask in the first Rashi. Why is it the first Rashi who said that Yor the Torah saved Daitai? Rashi says, he's going to come, he'll end up stealing. Melastem is a priori. But now we're discovering he's going to become do averos that make him chayv misa. Why did Rashi stop by Melastem Sabriyos? Melastem Sabriyos is stealing. Well, now we're discovering he in fact does things which make him Chai Misa, Avodah Zarah, Chet Mishpat Moves. We do all sorts of Averas, Chil Shabbos, killing. So why didn't Rashi say that initially? You're the Torah saved Daitai. He'll need food, he'll be melastim. So the next parasha we discover, Rashi tells us, he's gonna be a chet mishpat moves. This Ben Soire Umayre, if you don't turn him in, he'll end up getting mishpat moves, vumos, and he has to be killed by Beis Din. Right. Yeah, right. But that means, If you don't stop him by melastim sabriyos, he ends up in chayav misa, the next stage. Okay, so when Rashi says, Yod Osoy Yosef Daita, this kid currently is innocent. He's eating stadium, but he's innocent. Yod Osoy Yosef Daita, we're projecting what's going to be. We're predicting what's going to be. So, says Rashi, we predict that he's going to be the last innocent Briyos. Rashi stops. But we should be more. Soifai means Chayav Misa. He's going to do Averis that make him Chayav Misa. The step afterwards, Rashi stopped. Why? Yes? You told me. And is the list 100%? Yeah. Most likely you get that, but maybe not. Maybe you can not defeat. If there was possibility of truth. It seems to me Ben Sura Mara doesn't have a chance of the truth. He's so bad. So a friend of mine, he wants to suggest the following. Be'emes, the Ben Sura Mara, he ends up, we project, he'll end up stealing, being the last in the Sabriyas. But, if his parents cover up for him, why are they covering up for him? They want to gain two things. Number one, they want to save their son's life. Have mercy on him. Number two, they want to protect the family image, the family name. Ben Sura Mara is very, very degrading. So they want to hide. They don't turn him in. Says, if that's the case, you should know, parents, if you're not going to turn him in, you know what's going to happen. Then he will get he'll be tried anyway. Do other sins. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to be hung up in public. Everyone's going to see. And this is the message. You cannot gain by going against Ratzon Hashem. The parents are trying to gain to save the son's life. It's not going to work. If Hashem, he's supposed to be killed, you've got to recognize that's what's going to happen. And the parents are trying to gain to save the family's dignity. It's not going to work. Because he'd be publicly tried and he'd be hung in public. And that's the message. You cannot go against Ratzon Hashem to be successful. So that's the answer. Mitzad ben Sura Mara, it's melasim as abriyos. But if the parents sin, trying to cover up, then says the Torah, it's not going to work, because then he'll do more. He'll be killed in public. At the end of the parasha, we meet Amalek. At the very end. And just proceeding to the parasha of Amalek, we learn about the person who's stealing through measurements and weights. Even for even, doyle v'ktano. Eifog doyla v'ktano, he cheats people with his weights. And then the Torah says, Zochor es asher asolocha Amalek. What's the connection? Says Rashi. Im shikarta v'midois v'mishkalois. If you will be cheating through your weights, heavy doyeg migura oyev, then you should be worried about the enemies, and that's Amalek. Question is, here we're learning that Amalek comes to people who are cheating. Rashi in Parashas Beshalach, over there by Mechavis Amalek, says, Rashi, what made Amalek come over there? Because since they had been denying Hashem, Hayesh Hashem Bekir Beinu, Hashem says, I'll show you, I'll wake you up. And comes Amalek. They were denying the obvious, and Amalek was also denying the obvious. So there we see that Amalek comes, people who are koifer. Here we see Amalek comes, people who are stealing. How do these two chazan, how do they work together? Seems to be different reasons. One kfira brings Amalek. The other one is that stealing brings Amalek. Oh, very good. It says that Moshe Feinstein, they're both from the same site. It says that Moshe, there's a difference to a person who randomly steals. He sees money lying around, so he takes it. It's wrong. He knows it's wrong. He had a nisoyon and he failed. It's different to a person who cheats on his weights. Why? Because the person who cheats on his weights is a calculated theft. He's made the system, a method to cheat and steal from people on a daily basis. It's not a one-time yetzer. It's not a crush. It's every day. He's very nice to get. Oh, welcome. Can I help you? Can I serve you? He's very nice. He's white-collared, very polite, very cautious, nice service. Thank you, madam. But a meiser, he's stealing from people. Says Rav Moshe, that person is a koifer. What does he mean a koifer? Because if you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person parnasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocates to a person every year how much he's going to make, Hashem doesn't require you to cheat. What you're cheating is obviously you don't think Hashem's giving this to you, because Hashem says not to. You think I can do things beyond Hashem's control. You're a koifer. It's Hayesh Hashem beKirbeinu. A random thief, one time, he had the Yetzer, wasn't thinking. He had the temptation, he stole. But a thief who's stealing from the Mishkolets, which is an everyday, cold, white-collared theft, he doesn't, if you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you your parnasa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to do this, so you wouldn't do it. Why are you doing it? Because you're koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you're doing it. So therefore you get Amalek. You're the same as the same. Am Yisrael said, "Ayesh Hashem beKirbeinu," is the same person who cheats with his weights. Another point, Rav Moshe says, "What's the message we learn from Amalek?" Chazal say that Amalek came Ashakor Chobaderech, says Rashi, it's like an Ambatir or Tachas, and he jumped in, he knew that he'll be burnt, but he wanted to cool it down. Says Moshe, the same thing is for the message for us, that even things that we think we're protected from, because they're so clear, Ritzicha, Gira Arayas, Shvichus Domim, don't believe it. You cannot trust yourself. Because even things which are blatantly usur, blatantly bad, a person could be in a Molik frame of mind and still do it. A Molik taught us a person can go against the obvious. So when even a person has obvious boundaries, that's the message you're learning from a Molik. You can never know what's going to happen. You must always be on guard. We meet in Perek of Gimel Pasuk Dalet. Lo yavoy amoyni umoyavi bikal Hashem. Gam dor astiri lo yavoy loy bikal Hashem. Why? Advar shalokid mo eschem balechem b'mayim, ba'derech b'tzeitzchem imitzrayim. Because he didn't come and greet you with bread and water. Makara. Why should they greet us with bread and water? Says Ramban. The reason is because they should have recognized that we are Bnei Avraham, and Avraham saved their forefather. Ammon and Moav are both descendants of Lot. And Avraham went to save Lot from the Shvi. When Lot was captured, Avraham went to save him. And then later on, from the Mapech HaZdoim, it says, Vayi bashacheis Elokim es Orei HaKikar, Vayishlach es Lot, Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham, Vayishlach es Lot. So there was Lot was saved b'schus Avraham, and therefore they should reckon, they should back your toiva. Therefore they should have come out and greeted us with lechem amayim, because since they are descendants of Lot and our forefathers saved Lot, they should be makir toiva. Therefore they cannot join Klal Yisrael. We can see from here the side of called Akoras HaToiv. How important and fundamental is Akoras HaToiv? Atadikach, that because of that they can't join Klal Yisrael, because they're lacking in Akoras HaToiv. But think about it. They never saw Avraham. It's their forefathers. So how do they know about it? Obviously, there's a tefillin. Why wasn't it passed down? Had they really had proper Akoras HaToiv, it should be passed down to their descendants that we owe it to Bnei Avraham. So how important Akoras HaToiv is, which obviously is something we have to work upon ourselves, on Akoras HaToiv. Akoras HaToiv is from the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit, as Ramban says in Parashas Bo. V'kavonas kol ha-mitzvos. What's the purpose for all mitzvahs? Famous Ramban and Parshas Bo, who talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there he says, the purpose of all mitzvahs is shena'amin ve'elokeinu, to believe in Hashem, ve'noide elov shu baranu, and to thank Him that He created us. That's the purpose of all mitzvahs. You see, Akoras HaToiv is mamish from the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. The Ramban of Sopash in Parshas Bo. And he says that that's the purpose of having a shul. She'er bin odom mokim she'iskapzu, that people should get together v'yoydu l'keil shebron, to thank Hashem. Something to think about when we say a moedim. We see how much. A nation, because therefore who not makir tova, that the forefathers were saved by their uncle, is a nation that cannot enter Klal Yisrael. But the Rashi says, "Kidnu eschem belechem ubamayim." Parshas Shiluach HaKen. Ki kore kan tzipor lefanecho, perek chof beit, shaleach tashalach haseem, vesabonin tikach loch. So if the mother is sitting on the eggs, you cannot take the eggs, you must send the mother away. If the mother is flying in the air, you can take the eggs. If it's still sitting on the eggs, you can't take the mother. Now this doesn't apply to any other animal. If there's a cow with a calf, you can take the calf. Only applies to birds. A sheep with a lamb, you take the lamb. Here by the bird, something unique. You cannot take the eggs if the mother is still there. Maishno. Says the Sefer is Naim HaTorah. There's something unique about the bird that's different than any other animal. All animals give birth, and then the mother is independent of her child. The mother still tends the children, but the mother's free. She can go and come back, go and come back. What's special about the bird? The birds give birth to a stone called an egg. It doesn't even look like a bird. And the mother just stays still and sits on the egg that does nothing. It doesn't go out to look, to feed for itself. Mama sits for days just to help the egg, to keep it warm. Serious nefesh. Doesn't look like her own child. Doesn't look like a bird b'chlal. Something stationary. And the mother of a mysterious nefesh sits there for 24 hours a day. There's something on the, someone on the bird, someone on the egg. Mysterious nefesh. Now, when you're approaching, and the mother's still there, why is she still there? Why didn't she run away? She's mysterious nefesh with the egg. It's part of mysterious nefesh. Even though she sees the danger approaching, she's still trying to look after her egg. Dr. Torah, you can take cows from the mother, you can take lambs from the sheep, and you can take birds from the mother. But if the mother's there, and you are taking the egg under the mother, why the mother's being such a mysterious nefesh, that you can't do. To be mitzayir the mother when she's moisa nefesh on her egg, you can't take the egg. You've got to send the mother away. So therefore, says the sefer Megad Yosef, the beautiful word. Chazal say, if you mekayim shiluach haken, you zeicha to boni. Person doesn't have children. Does shiluach haken? Zeicha to boni, because it says, "Mesa bonim bonim tikach loch." You'll take your children. What's the connection? So if you have that sensitivity, the Torah is teaching us to understand what the mother, the mysterious nefesh of the mother, and appreciate, therefore cannot take the eggs when the mother's there. If you have that sensitivity, you are roy to raise children. You can be a good parent. If you understand so much, and you're sensitive to other people's feelings, then you should be fathering children. Maaseh the Gemara says, a person, the Mishnah says, Ha'oimar kan sipor yagir rachamecho, Davent Hashem, won't have rachmanos on us like the kan sipor. What's the din? Meshat kino yisay. We tell him to stop. Makara. Beautiful rachmanos. Why? Says the Gemara, because mipnei she oisem midoisa shakadosh baruch hu rachamim beinam elok zeirais. If you saying to Hashem, have rachmanos like on us, that you have rachmanos on the bird, it's not true, because it's a gzeira, it's not rachamim. Says Rashi, it's gzeiras melech latir aleinu uloi loydia shenachnu avodo v'shoyim mitzvoisav. No, it's not to be rachamim. Just the a way for us to keep us disciplined. I remember in school, I used to hate, the most thing I hated the most is at the end of the break, you have to stand up in the line. Do nothing. Everyone had to stand up. But for discipline, I used to go and stand on the side, wait, and then I would come. When I finished, the other design, I would come. It's also this, it's exactly, it's just a way to enable us to keep discipline. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said do this, and by the way, it's nothing to do with rachamim, it's just a gzera, and to show that we are his avodah v'shayim mitzvah. Okay? Rabbi Kiveka on the page says Ayin in the Medrash. And the Medrash Rabba over in Parshas Kitetze says that why is a Tinoik only get why do we wait 8 days to the Mila? Hashem has rachamim on him. He should be able to get some strength. And why is it by an animal? Hashem has rachamim. And says the Medrash, and the same way Hashem has rachamim on a behemah, how do you know it's rachamim on an oif? Says the Medrash, shenema ki kol kanti bo lefanecha. Very clearly, it's rachamim on oif. So the Kriegers meant say. So what's Taka Pshat? Says the Binayo. Who's the Binayo? The Chido. Oh no. Ben Yehuda. Ben Yishai. Says the Binayo. So we see Rachamim. So why? What's wrong with davening? Why is the guy who says, if you have Rachamim on us, like you have Rachamim on the oif, why is it that you tell Meshakim Eisem? He says, the pshat is, even when we have a medrash giving us a reason, it's only an efshar. It's impossible to know or reasons the rationale behind every mitzvah. When the medrash gives the tam, it's an efshar. When you're davening, then you are being kaveh, this is the reason. Have rachmanos on us, they have rachmanos on us, that means you're kaveh, this is the reason. That's what Shafkin I say. The problem is that you're davening using that tam. The Torah is so deep. It's even when Chazal gives us a reason, it's an efshar, perhaps. If you're davening for them, you're kaveh, this is the reason. And that's why Meshavkin I say. This is a very, very important b'nei'o, it's very mechudosh. Even by a medrash, medrash is giving you a reason, you still cannot be machet, this is it. Culture can have rishonim or achronim, give reasons, we have to know it's an efshar. It's still a mukha minayam, so to know the real reason, find it. We should be zeichat and mekayim. Next year, we'll be in 5 minutes, we're going to be discussing whether there's a chiyuv to check for shatness. We'll be discussing, away from Kloli, what's the chiyuv to check for anything? Miut ha-motsui. Why can't you write in Roiv? Is it an Ikar Adin? Are the cases when we can be lenient? That will be the next year in 5 minutes' time. We should be zeichet itzeitze milchoma alevecho. We should be zeichet to wage war against Ayetzahara and be successful with Shavisa Shivyoi. And we'll be zeichet to have a good Elul and be zeichet to all the brachas. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful Shabbos.